lonely. For you I cry, for you the only. Why haven't you seen me? I'm all for you, body and soul.
And part of the reason why I do this is I have a friend of mine who encouraged me to, as I read books, to talk about said books. And I go, why? And he goes, well, if the book's worth reading, it's worth talking about. I thought about that until I happened to read a book called Danger. Burnett. Now, the book has to do with modern-day piracy. And you think back in the 90s, the Killer Laro, and even the Maersk Alabama with Captain Phyllis. Anyway, a friend of mine, world traveler, author, podcaster, Mr. Armando Sanchez, has a job now where he's off riding cruise ships giving lectures. And he sailed in a lot of these waters on cruise ships. Well, so I get to travel with him by books. Dangerous Waters has to deal with piracy off the Malaccan Straits, one of the busiest shipping channels in the world, and in the Gulf of Aden and off the Horn of Africa and up in that area. Again, I happened to be there back 40-some-odd years ago with the USS Chicago when I was in the Navy. So I get to read these books and sort of travel along with them. What struck me about this particular book is here we live in this modern age in the 21st century, and we have all these high-tech cruise ships and high-tech freighters and tankers traveling through some of the most dangerous waters in the world, being robbed by pirates for money, greed, or even just clothing and what they can steal. The book makes this interesting point. The world's economy flows on ships, and yet they're basically defenseless, they're basically unarmed, and they're just fair game for anybody who wants to climb aboard and steal whatever they want. Or think of the environmental hazards when a liquefied natural gas tanker or multi-gazillion gallon oil freighter goes aground and pollutes most of the world's oceans traveling through the shipping channels. Anyway, very interesting book, and I do highly recommend it. I just finished another book by Nathaniel Hawthorne called The Great Stone Face and Other Tales of the White Mountains. Now, I don't live in back east. I don't live back Vermont or Michigan or any place like that. But or anywhere near the White Mountains. I read the book because of the Great Stone Face. That was a term of affection I used for my father. Just a very short little book, very interesting reading, just some local legends. I'm shifting here real quick, so please. I just finished a book called Stalking the Red Bear. Now, again, my buddy, this is by Peter, S-A-S-G-E-N, a true story of the U.S. Cold War submarines' covert operations against the Soviet Union. Another very interesting book because having been a Cold War sailor in the Navy, never served on submarines. I get claustrophobic on those things. But anyway, make a long story short. Having, again, my buddy does this traveling on cruise ships, giving lectures on Cold War espionage and spying. Well, I don't go on cruise ships giving lectures, but I do enjoy traveling along with him, has doing research and reading books about the same stuff that he is lecturing about. Now, if you read the book Blind Man's Bluff, which is stories of submarines that have gone up into the Soviet Union and spied on, this particular book, Stalking the Red Bear, is very similar to that, but it's more of a fictional account of what really happened. Still a great book, still highly worth interesting about what these guys gone through, many. You're highly recommended, especially if you're into that military spy stuff. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, The All-American Road Trip by Guy Ferrari. Why? Because I'm always looking for those places to go just because they're on TV and it was 50 cents at the used book sale with your library, and how far wrong can you possibly go? Because I have family in Colorado, family in Connecticut, and Nevada. Always looking for the road trip and always looking for the places to go. All right. Yeah, let's see here. I'm skipping around here. Okay. The one I just finished. Oh, here's an interesting website. Called the Best Bookstore in Every State. And talks about CEO Cosas Books in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which I've actually been to. So I have to check out 50 of the greatest bookstores in each of the 50 states, and there's my next road trip when I retire is to get to go to those places. There's one in Pasadena that I want to go to. All right. I was doing some research on Idaho Call and the Sun Valley Cowboys for a radio show that I did. Now, you would think that Idaho Call and the Sun Valley Cowboys would be somewhere located in Idaho. Well, come to find out it's not. It was a band back in the 1940s in the Central Valley of California. And it was really, really hard to find any kind of storyline about them until through another source I found this book called Working Man Blues, Country Music in California. Now, I knew that was familiar from someplace, written by Gerald Haslam, H-A-S-L-A-M. And I knew that book was familiar from someplace. So I was reading it, and I found a little blurb about Idaho Call and the Sun Valley Cowboys. As I got to flip to look at this book, is very, very familiar. Well, come to find out, I've already read it. I read the other edition. I can't tell you which edition, but there's two. One's with a blue cover and one's with a brown cover. I think both have Dwight Yoakam on the calendar. Well, the brown one's got Dwight Yoakam on the calendar. Anyway, country music in California, which has a very rich music history, especially up in the Central Valley, especially centered around Bakersfield, of all places. Well, having spent most of my life traveling up and down the Central Valley, with my mom and dad living in Fresno for many years, and having been up and down my grandparents in Marysville, having traveled, it was very interesting to read this book and relate back to these places I've been to and some of the big country western nightclubs, which I haven't been to, but places and things that I'd seen relating back to country music. So if you're into country music, it's not all Nashville. Of course, Bakersfield, with the Bakersfield sound of Dwight Yoakam and Merle Haggard, amongst others, and Buck Owens. I've been to the Crystal Palace there in Bakersfield. That was kind of neat. I finished that one, then a great buddy of mine, Matt Boubion, who is English teacher extraordinaire, I'll go so far as to say awesome, loaned me a book called Lady Sings the Blues by Billie Holiday. Well, actually, yeah. movies. In Billie Holiday. Billy Lady Day, Billy Body and Soul. Yeah. Lady Sings the Blues. I mean, overcome all these odds to be a great blues, R&B and blues singer. And then died of heroin addiction at age 30-something. Really interesting book, but kind of sad to read. Makes me want to go play more Billie Holiday songs. Currently reading a book called 88 Days of Kandahar about a CIA station chief in Pakistan just before the Taliban fell in Pakistan or Iraq. S3 Productions was I could travel in place or location, and I could travel anywhere from history of the blues to Afghanistan to the bottom of a sea in a submarine to riding ships with pirates. And I read somewhere, matter of fact, I just went to a training class Friday where they keep harping on the subject of the more students read, the better they write. Think about it. The better they read, the more they read, the better they write. And I really do believe in my very relatively short time of 15 years of teaching high school, reading is a lost art. If it ain't on their cell phone, they won't read it. Books are a lost art. I'm thinking to myself, so sad. How can you travel the world over, go to all these places, and let your mind, and I call it theater of the mind, how can you expand your mind to see what's in this world if you won't read a book? Well, why should I read a book? It's on my phone. Okay, then read it on your phone. Well, that's obviously not as entertaining as playing video games all day long, which don't get me started on that subject. But anyway, so there's my book review for today. I want to thank my friends Armando and Matt for recommending books and getting me started doing book reviews. So with that, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, dedications, or requests, or discuss books with me. My name is Kurt Hahn. You can reach me at my email, oscssw@juno.com, or kurthahn74@yahoo.com. Just a short little show to talk about books and why I love to read. With that, y'all have a great day. Goodbye.
The first time I looked into them eyes, you have a certain cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy, make me feel so blue. I'm falling, I'm falling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them eyes. You better look out, little brown eyes, if you wise. They sparkle, they bubble, get you in a lot of trouble. Oh, baby, them eyes. Thank you. up with them knives. You gotta watch your little brown eyes if you're wise. Father, mother, get you in a lot of trouble. Ah, mister, talking about those eyes.
Is your garage full of old paint that you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your paint all over California. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.